الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس، ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس الواصل بالمكافي، ولكن الواصل الذي إذا قطع رحمه وصلها، وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected elders and brothers, ulama ikram, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu says that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, ala ukhbirukum bi afdala min darajati siyam, bi afdala min darajati salati wa siyami wa sadaqa. O my Sahaba, should I not show you and tell you of an action that is even more greater and more virtuous than salah, than fasting and sadaqah? Now Sahaba radiallahu anhum were utterly amazed. These are great, great actions, pillars of Islam. What can be greater than these? Salah is the key to Jannah. Salah is a pillar of deen. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing Allah will ask about on the day of Qiyamah will be about Salah. What can be greater than Salah? Then Siyam. Allah Ta'ala says, أَصَوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Fasting is for me, I will give the reward. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. There is no limit to the reward that the fasting people will receive. What can be greater than Siyam? Chapters have been written about Siyam and the virtues and the great virtues, mind-boggling virtues of Siyam. وَالصَّدَقَةِ. What can be greater than Sadaqah? Quran al-Majid says that person that spends one in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a person that has spent 700. So what can be greater than Sadaqah? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, immediately they were thirsty, they wanted to know. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell us. That is even greater than salah, greater than fasting, and even greater than sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, islahu dhatil bayn. Islahu dhatil bayn. Reconciling and uniting two people that have disunited and have distanced themselves from each other on some matter that did not call for them to disunite and to distance themselves. Whether it's a brother or a sister, whether it's a husband or a wife, whether it is two friends, إِصْلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ, to bring them together. وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ, and to create dissent and to disunite and spoil the relationships of people. This is al-haliqa. It shaves off your good deeds. You are ruining your good deeds by creating fights between two people. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 114. Allah Ta'ala says, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم. There is no good in many of their speeches, talks, secret meetings, discussions, round table discussions, mashuras. Allah says there is no good in all of it, except if it is one of three discussions. إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. Except if a person and the topic of discussion and the focus and objective and the goal is how can we help people by giving charity. That Allah Ta'ala loves. Number two, أو معروف. How can we do some work of good? And number three, أو إصلاح بين الناس. How can we unite two people? Two people are fighting here. They are disunited. How can we bring them together? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابِ الَّذِي يُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. A person that lies, not only in Islam, in any religion, is regarded to be a bad and terrible person with a terrible and bad habit. لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah's curse is on those that speak lies. Nobody likes a liar, a person that is lying and speaking lies. The angels don't like him. When he speaks a lie, they run away from him. There's a bad stench that comes out of his mouth. But there are certain exceptions in Islam when a person can speak a lie. And two of those exceptions is not to cause disunity. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابِ الَّذِي يُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. That person, if he is lying for the purpose of uniting people. There are two warring people here. So he goes to one. What is a fasad? That person that is causing disunity, he is going and he's carrying tales and he's whispering, he said like this, she said like this, you must do like this, you must do like that, to make the problem bigger. Husband and wife, they're having some marital issue. So we are supposed to be now level-headed, sit with them, see if it can work, try and make it work. But there are cases where the girl's or the wife's friends will inform her incorrectly and they will advise her incorrectly. What they will say, make him sing, make him cry, make him die for you. And then what happens later on, she starts singing and crying. And she is dying there because he divorces her and he lives his life, he carries on with his life. What's supposed to be done was that you come to a compromise and you come to a compromise. Let's both compromise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants unity. Allah wants it in families. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Laysal wasil. That person is not joining family ties if he is reciprocating. What reciprocating means? My family invites me for a meal, I'll invite them. They phone me, I'll phone them. They make salam to me, I will make salam to them. That is not joining family ties. وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلَ الَّذِي إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا. But a person is joining family ties when someone is breaking the ties in the family and he's running behind them. Assalamu alaikum. That person that makes salam first is free of pride. One person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have family, I'm trying to do my best. أَصِلُهُمْ وَيَقْطَعُونِ أَحْلُمُهُمْ وَيَجْهَلُونَ عَلَيَّ وَكَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I am joining family ties, they cutting off the ties. I am being level-headed, tolerant with them, they cutting off ties with me. They being ignorant with me, they being arrogant with me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells the Sahabi, if it is as you are saying and you continue doing what you are doing, then remember, as long as you are doing so, Allah will give you special help. Allah will be with you. Special help of Allah, Zahir, is used in the hadith. Allah, Zahir, Allah's special help will be with you. And whatever you are doing, if they are turning away and being arrogant and being ignorant, then remember that your action, it is like you are taking dust and you are putting it into their mouth, it will be a regret for them. It will not be a regret for you. They might be telling you off. They might be turning away. They might be very, very difficult. But we are supposed to join family ties. Join. One hadith explains, Sil man qata'ak, wa'afu amman zalamak, a'ti man haramak, ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. Beautiful teachings of akhlaq. Join with that person that is cutting off from you. Be good to that person who is being bad to you. A'ti man haramak. Give that person that is depriving you. He is not giving you, I'll give him. He is not making salam to you, I'll make salam to him. He is not being nice to you, I'll be nice to him. Teaching of Islam. So the first thing, لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابَ الَّذِي. That person who makes islah bain an-nas, he is not a liar. So he will go to one person and say, that you know your friend so and so. They said such good things about you. To sort the heart out. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَكُمْ. A person is sitting, is doing nothing. And shaitan is inciting and putting these evil thoughts to break them up. That is the work of shaitan. Tafriq. Person will sit, someone walk past him, never make salam. That person just got some very devastating news. So he's so affected. He is so worried now, he's only thinking, I'm going to read 2 rakat namaz, I'm going to make dua. So he walk past you, he never make salam. Now we sitting and we thinking that this person, he got it in for me. See, he doesn't want to make salam. Now who does this? Shaitan. Sometimes it's a small problem, but shaitan will amplify that problem. So this person goes and he says, bhai, he says such good things about you. He wants to patch up with you. And he goes to the next person and he says the same thing. That you know this person is saying such good things about you. What will happen is it will soften the heart. That the start, it will give the start that maybe when he sees him somewhere, he will make salam to him. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا إخوانا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. Don't hate one another. Don't be jealous of one another. أم يحسدون الناس على ما أتاهم الله من فضل. All these are reasons that spur up this disunity. That sometimes a person becomes jealous that this person is making it in life. And how can he have this? So we are questioning Allah Ta'ala's decree. When we're finding fault with the favors that we see in or on our Muslim brother, then we are actually finding fault in Allah's decree. Allah, why you gave him this? In other words, we're saying, Allah, how could you give him this? I was more deserving of it. That is against the shan of a abd, of a slave. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Can you be jealous? How can they be jealous? Are they jealous of people because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تحاسدوا. Don't be jealous of your Muslim brother. If Allah is giving him, be happy for him. Be happy for him. Allahumma zid fazid. Allah give him a better voice. Allah teach him more Quran Sharif. Allah make him excel more. Because if he'll excel, he'll give more zakat. He'll do work, he'll give more charity. I must be happy. One nice thought that should come to our mind to remove jealousy is that we are all one team, different players. It makes it so easy. We are all one team, we are all one ummah, but different players. But if anyone scores the goal, he's scoring it for the whole team. If he is doing well, I am happy for him. Why? He's in the team of Islam. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslim is excelling. He's coming up. He's doing well. I'm happy for him. He's going for Umrah. MashaAllah. He's going 3 times for Umrah. Every month for Umrah. MashaAllah. We met one brother in Joburg. I think every month, maybe twice he goes for Umrah also. MashaAllah. Very good. Every year he's going for Hajj now. New rules. MashaAllah. Very good. Allah take him more and more. Allah accept from him. So we must be happy for our Muslim brother. So we go to one person, we say, bhai, he's speaking so good of you. He loves you so much. And we act like we don't know anything. and we unite them. Instead of becoming a shaitan in human form and going and incite him and say, you know what, yeah man, that person, he got it, he got daggers for you. He hates your living guts. If he can help it, if he had the ability, he'll make the ground swallow you up. And we go and we make problems. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on many occasions we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the forefront to ensure that there must be no disunity among the Sahaba. Few weeks ago I mentioned the incident, two Sahaba were at the well, and one Sahabi gave the other Sahabi a shot, and then they were about to fight. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately he said, what is this da'wah al-jahiliyah? Da'uha fa'innaha muntina. Leave this, bhai. Just leave this. Leave it out. Just leave it out. When the munafiq had a lot to say about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ, he said some very derogatory words against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu became very, very, very hot that we will take his head out. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He is a munafiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew he is a munafiq. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, not just any munafiq. Ra'isul munafiqin, the chief and the leader of munafiqs. He'll praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the front and he'll connive from behind and he'll incite from behind. He was that type of munafiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him, he said, leave him also. Leave him, why? I don't want people from outside to look inside at Islam and think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killing his own people. To that level, that people from outside, they say, don't hang your dirty linen in public. That people from outside must see that the Muslims are disunited. I can't allow that. We will unite, we will join. I will forgive, I will forget, I will try my utmost best. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be happy. So we are going from one person to the other person to unite the hearts. See in Jannat, Allah ta'ala says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ, we will take out that rancor, that malice from their hearts in Jannat. They say if you want Jannat in this world, you have to take out that malice from your heart in this world. Because that is the sifat of a jannati. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. And there's a dua for that. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, forgive my brothers, my Muslim brothers, and those that have preceded me with iman. And don't put this malice and this jealousy in my heart and this rancor in my heart for the people of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Sahaba. Another Sahabi walks past. He just made wudu. He got his shoes in his hands. His face is dripping. Arms are dripping with water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone wants to see a jannati walking on earth, look at this person here. He's a jannati. Next day, third day, third occasion, one Sahabi, he got up. He said, I have to find out what this person is doing, that he is a jannati. I have to find out. So he goes. And he makes a story. And he says, I had a fight with my father and I can't stay at home. Can I stay with you for 3 days? He said, no problem, you can stay with me. Allah give us big hearts also. When we hear these things, we think. I was speaking to one of my seniors. He says, you know, simplicity and humility are two qualities that we have to make a lot of effort on as South Africans. Simplicity and humility. Because when we have become sophisticated, Allah has opened His doors of blessings upon us, then our lifestyle, the level of our lifestyle has gone up, so high, that a person is not even worried about his neighbor sometimes, he's not worried about his family member sometimes, he's not worried about the poor sometimes. Where is going to worry about the guest? Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I saw one of our imams in Durban, and really it stuck with me. That sunnah, in front of me, he saw a person was new in his masjid, a new face. Assalamu alaikum, what's your name, where are you from, come home for lunch. That sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahaba, come home for lunch. Having a big heart. Some ulama went to Afghanistan. And they came and reported in our masjid. And they said there almost every house the people got nothing. But they keep an area for travelers to come and just rest in the front of their homes. It's actually built. Although they have nothing, nothing much. But they got an area, at least a traveler will be hosted in that area, can spend some time, can rest over there. So anyway, he went to his house. He said, keep me for 3 days. He said, no problem. He says, I'm watching him very, very carefully to see what is that special action that he is doing. And I don't see anything. I don't see a lot of salah at night in his life. I don't see a lot of ibadat in his life. 1 day goes, 2 days, 3 days. And now it was time for me to leave. And I went to him and I said, you know, I have to confess to you. I had no fight with my father. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to you and said that you are a jannati. And I came to see what is that action that made you from the people of Jannat. That is a special action that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam singled you out. And I don't see anything. So he said, ma huwa illa ma ra'ayt. Whatever you saw is what you saw. That's what it is. So he was about to leave and he called him back. He said, oh my brother, see there is one thing, but I do that in my heart. And I don't do it in the open. And that is before I go to bed in the night, I cleanse and I clear my heart from all hatred, all malice, all rank. I don't have anything. You know, in English there's a saying, they say that someone needs to be forgiven, but you need the peace. In Jannah there's no malice, there's only peace. But in this world for years, we're fighting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tadabaru, don't turn your back from your brother. How many times it happens in a shopping center? He said, oh, there's he, man. Let's just go to the side. Act like we're buying something over here. Hide ourselves away, run away. What is this? La tadabaru, the teaching of Islam, don't do this. Don't turn your back away. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not permissible in Islam that you should not speak to your Muslim brother فَوْقَ ثَلَاثَ over 3 days. Islam gives you 3 days to calm down, to think, to sort yourself out. This sahabi, every night he was sorting himself out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses a young sahabi, يَا بُنَيَّا, oh my young boy, إِن قَدَرْتَ أَن تُصْبِحَ وَتُمْسِي وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ فَفْعَلْ, oh my young boy, if you can wake up in the morning and go to bed at night, without having any malice and rancor, and I am saying this disunity in our hearts for anybody, faf'al, do so, because that is my way. That is my sunnat. And whoever loves my sunnat loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannat. Imagine, this is now before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission, before he became a Nabi, as-sadiq, the truthful, al-ameen, the trustworthy. The Quraysh decided that we want to rebuild the Kaaba. So they rebuilt it. Amazing story. They rebuilt the Kaaba. That is why the Hatim came about. Now that the point came to place the Hajar al-Aswad. Now they were not Muslims. They were disbelievers. But even so, everyone wanted the honor of placing the Hajar al-Aswad. And they were about to fight. The battle lines were drawn. We can say the swords were drawn also. So some level-headed people said, wait. We're all different tribes here, but family, etc. Let us sort this thing out. The first person that walks through the door of the haram, he'll decide this matter. And there Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks in. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the problem. Sort it out. You are sadiq, you are al-ameen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was under 40 at that time. He was a young man. But even so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite them being disbelievers, made sure that he could unite them. So he devised such a plan of unity that each person must feel that he had a hand and a role to play. So he told them, select one person from each tribe. Put a sheet down. Put the Hajar al-Aswad in the middle. Each of those people must hold an end of the sheet. Hold it and carry it to the Kaaba. Now everybody can say we all had a share in it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally with his Mubarak hand, he took that Hajar al-Aswad and he placed it in its place. To that level Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went to join and to unite. They say Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, in 1866, when Darul Uloom Deoband was being built, one of the main role players who was like a Abid Hussein Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, he had a different opinion. He felt that there's no need to build a building and a structure. Hazrat Maulana had a very, very far sight, and he could see what is going to happen later on. The madrasa was running from the masjid. Students were coming to the masjid. Maulana wanted to build a madrasa. Haji Saab felt that this shouldn't be done. So now it was the occasion of laying the foundation. One of the senior ulama was called. And Haji Saab is not coming out of his house. He's not coming out of his house. He's inside his house. He's not attending the function. Maulana himself, who was known to be the sarparast or the principal, he slips away quietly. He goes to Haji Abid Hussein and he says, Haji Saab, you are our elder. You are our bare. You know, you are the big person. He's not an alim. Haji Saab is not an alim. Maulana is the ustad, he's the principal. But see how he wanted unity. He could have carried on. And in our, you know, not so flowery words, you could have said, you know what, leave him. He went there, he said, Haji Saab, you are the big elder. You have left us small people. Where you left us, please? Somehow he convinced him, he patched up, and he got him to join the function. That I want barakat here, I want happiness here, I want dua over here. Maulana Siddiq Ahmed Banvi, Rahmatullah Ali, there was a fight between two ustads. Two ustads. Even among the staff also, there mustn't be any fights, any jealousy. Maulana sat with them, and he tried to explain to the one ustad who was being a bit difficult. He said, please, please, please. And he said, no, I'm not going to forgive him. I'm not going to. Maulana took his turban out. Now in India, they say, when you take your turban out, this is like the most humble expression that a person can offer. He took his turban and he put it by his feet. And he said, please, for Allah's sake, please forgive him. So the ustad, when he saw this type of humility from Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Ahmed Bandwi, who was a very great senior and elder of our, from among our elders, immediately the ustad melted. He said, for Allah, I have forgiven him. For Allah's sake, I have forgiven him. My beloved brothers, today the message is that how Allah Ta'ala can give us big hearts. That these small squabbles and problems and disunities, how we can fix it up. And how we cannot be from those that create facade and disunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this good quality that we have a clean, pure heart and we unite with our Muslim brothers. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.